Hi friends, this is Miss McGoldrick here. Today we are going to start our next unit in our literacy area about fiction text. Last week we finished up learning about nonfiction text, which the purpose of nonfiction text is to learn, whereas the purpose of fiction text is to entertain. To review, just briefly, we're going to talk about some of the different things we looked for in a nonfiction book. So we use nonfiction text to read for information. Remember how we use it to learn about animals, to learn about space, to learn about people or places. We also can read it in any order to look for information. And some of the different text features we saw were table of contents, keywords, we looked at a glossary, we know that real photographs are used in a nonfiction text. But today we're going to start talking more about fiction text and the differences between how we use fiction text versus nonfiction. As I said, the purpose of fiction text is to entertain. So in front of you, you'll see that you have a Mo Willems book. We love Mo Willems in kindergarten, if I am correct. In front of you, you either have an Elephant and Piggy book, or you even might have a Pigeon book. Today, we're going to use this story to look for different story elements or text features within the book that tell us and give us clues that this is a fiction text. So first of all, when we read fiction books, and if you've read Mo Willems books, which we've done here in the classroom, you know that we read these stories and we enjoy something about them. We are entertained. We also have to read these stories in order. A fiction text always has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now we're going to use our book to look at the different story elements. I want you to begin looking at the cover page and then start to open up the book and follow the order of the pages and see if you can find any of these story elements in your fiction text. Can you find a main character? So in our Pigeon books, our main characters will be the pigeon. And then, of course, in Elephant and Piggy, we have two main characters, Gerald and Piggy. Then I want you to see if you can find the setting in the story. Remember earlier this week, we read the story Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The setting of this story takes place in the forest. Do you see any settings in your story? Continue to flip through the pages. What do you think the problem in your story is? What kind of a dilemma are our characters facing? And then finally, what are the different events that you see happening on each page? Do they solve their problem? Do they work together as a team? Are other characters introduced to help the main characters, to help the pigeon, or to help Elephant and Piggy? And then, of course, we always look at the pictures to help us figure out what the story might be about. Mo Willems enjoys using thought bubbles or speech bubbles or movement lines to help us understand the story and to help keep us entertained through his pictures. Later this week, we're going to learn a little bit more about fiction text. We're going to learn the different story elements and continue to review them in different books and how they might be different. And then we're also going to practice retelling a fiction story on our own. And then to finish our fiction unit, you yourself will become an author and an illustrator and create your very own short fiction book. Thanks for listening, and now if you can turn off this part of your iPad and join us at the carpet for a story.